Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe, and if you're looking at the news, you should be aware that we are definitely in the end times that Jesus warned us about in Matthew 24. Evil seems to be increasing, but let me tell you, this is only retaliation because the kingdom of God is arising with power. There's a move in the spirit right now, which the Lord is taking back the kingdoms of this world for his purposes. So that's what we're seeing, and the enemy is putting up a fight. Now, the Lord gave me a strong word this week that I spoke on Sunday. He said, the enemy will not back down until Christians step up in effectual, fervent prayer. People of God, our power is in our words when we take declarations and decrees and speak what God is speaking and not what you're hearing out in the marketplace. God is saying that in this hour, for those who are listening to him, those who are moving by his spirit, getting revelation from heaven and walking in it, he says, the gates of hell should not prevail against you. We have to submit ourselves to God first and foremost. This is military. What did he say? This is a kingdom military rescue mission. Okay? Military. What does the military do? You follow rank. You don't break rank. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is the head of the church. You don't do anything to break ranks with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you want to break forth and be successful in taking dominion, you can't take dominion if you're playing with the devil. You break ranks to come after somebody, to attack somebody, to lie on somebody, to pray against somebody. No, leave people alone. Let God deal with his people. Let's get into today's message. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Galatians chapter 5. We're going to go. Now this, the book of Galatians was written to Christians. Okay? I have to go here so you guys really know what's going on here. Let's start. He was talking about the people, the lust, the flesh lusting against the spirit. And he says in Galatians 5, starting at verse 19, he says, now the works of the flesh are manifest, meaning they're plain to see, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations or jealousies, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, rowdiness, and such of the like. And he says, as and of which I told you before, as I also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. He's talking to believers. Adultery. That's it. You lusting after somebody. It could be lusting after a movie star and having dreams. Ah, I like that. Lusting after somebody. You women who watching these soap operas, you men who watching these pornography, don't expect to get anything from the kingdom of heaven. You need to repent. Witchcraft. Oh, you mad at somebody? Oh, I'm going to pray. Let's pray this person. We're going to pray this scripture over the person. Did God tell you that? No. Nope. You and your flesh decide we need to stop that person. We're going to pray this scripture. Witch. I remember my first experience with a group of Christian witches. I was invited to this prayer meeting in Los Angeles, and there's a whole bunch of women. Can feel that spirit one with us. Ooh, because they're spiritual people. They're looking, crying, looking at you, trying to see what can I say about this person. What can I say about that person? They're looking at God. They're looking at you, trying to see what kind of spirit they can see in you. And I remember this lady said, "I said, Lord, don't let them see nothing. But if it's not of you, don't let them open their mouth." And one lady, she was in charge. She's like, "I can't see nothing. All I need to say is, God, you're a blessed woman of God. That's all she can say." I said, "God, don't let them speak none of you over me." Because they are leaders, they're Christian leaders. I know for a fact that they ain't right. And some of them, their just hearts are hurt. They're disappointed. So they see you got something, they're going to pray the opposite or prophesy the opposite over you. Why? They're hurt. They're jealous. They're mad. Well, how can I get in that prophecy? So they're flipping on you and tell them what right then and there. They're like, God don't care. They don't. That's what they think. But they wonder why their lives are in lack, why things aren't working. It's because they're prophesying. Why? They're witches. And I don't want to say the witches with the brooms and their hats on, but they're witches in their soul, meaning they're rebellious. They want their way. And if they don't get it, they're going to come against you, preach against you, speak against you, and that's not God. So any of these things could be considered Christian attitudes. People that are walking in the flesh, not in the spirit. But the Spirit. Let's continue with Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its affections. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Meaning, once you get saved, God's Spirit comes in you. But you make the choice to put on that new man, to put on these things. And part of it is yielding your body to what the Word says. Yielding your mind, renewing your mind with what the Word says. And too many people, especially in America, we're Americans. I'm this. Yeah, okay, you talk about making America great again. Y'all need to be making America saved again. Getting us back under God. That's the only way we're going to be great. You know, people, and I'm not just picking on a political group, but this whole idea is there are a lot of people caught up in politics. Whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, independent, if that is your God, you're in the flesh. You're in the flesh. And you cannot inherit the kingdom. So all the things we've been talking about that God has for his people to break forth in, you won't be able to break forth. You can't. You might have heard, but breaking forth, you got to take dominion over the devil. But if you playing with the devil and you sparring with the devil, no, forget it. You have no power. We have to submit ourselves to God first and foremost. This is military. What did he say? This is a kingdom military rescue mission. Okay? Military. What does the military do? You follow rank. You don't break rank. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is the head of the church. You don't do anything to break ranks with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you want to break forth and be successful in taking dominion. You can't take dominion if you're playing with the devil. You break ranks to come after somebody, to attack somebody, to lie on somebody, to pray against somebody. No, leave people alone. Let God deal with his people. Are you still there? So I wanted to debunk, and that's the word the Lord gave me, debunk this whole thing about witchcraft. What is it? It's rebellious people, whether they're in the church, out of church. They're rebellious. They want to do their own thing. But the word said those that know their God will be strong. Because you'll be strong in the Lord and power of his might. And you can do great exploits against his enemy. All you have to do is follow God. Now, I'll give you some examples. In my life, as I said, I dealt with a lot of witchcraft. A lot of crazy stuff. Some organized witchcraft, some just Christian witches. I dealt with some people recently. And sometimes you got family members that don't understand witchcraft and they make friends with people that are working roots on them and you can't tell them because they look at you like you're crazy. Sit back and pray. That's all I had to do. I said, Lord, you're going to have to break this one up because these people, I'm breaking their prayers. Prayers of darkness, speaking over us, speaking over what we own, speaking over, because I know this thing is real. The only thing that's going to break that is you being in line with God and praying what he tells you to pray. You got to hear from heaven. You have to hear from heaven. What was it, the Lord? He gave me this word. And it's on our website, on the our Visionary Partners website. He gave me this word, and I posted it. The enemy will not back down until Christians step up in effectual, fervent prayer. And you know we have our apostolic prayer force. That's what he told me. There's not enough prayer. He told me that right before the pandemic, not enough prayer. So I started prayer groups, started family prayer, all kinds of prayer. And I started praying long hours and fasting prayer myself. Said it again, not enough prayer in this area. And now, you know, they're talking about all kinds of things breaking loose. People are like, oh, I pray, but I don't have time for that. Well, fine, because something else is coming. You got to be ready. And as he said, the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. Who's the church? Not the building. The Church of Jesus Christ are the ecclesia. The called out ones, the elected officials, the one he has called and chosen to walk in their assignments like faithful soldiers who endure hardship, as Paul said to Timothy. Not any wimpy people that are scared of the devil. Oh, the devil's busy. Are you? Of course. Hey, I don't fault the devil for being the devil. Okay, he's on his job. You and me, we need to be on our job. That's all it takes to defeat the devil, being on our job. Being diligent, being prayer, being in the word, being obedient, and not saying, well, you know, I can do what I want to do. This is America. Go ahead. You see where America's going. Uh-huh. Without God, they're not going, it's not going to be positive. In fact, you're getting ready to see who's with God and who's not in America. It's coming soon. So you better make sure you're on the right side. So, as we said, you cannot receive the kingdom of God. Let's, don't believe me, let's get one or two witnesses. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Here's another one. And this is going to be verse 9. Hold on, let me see here. 9 and 10, actually. It said, okay, they're talking about how you're dealing with one. It says, Nate, don't do wrong and defraud your brother. It says, now, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicator, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And it says, and such were some of you, but you're washed. Okay, so meaning you've been washed and you're saved. You may have done that before. Don't do it again. You have a new, you should have a new attitude because you got a new life, a new way of living. And now one more place to show you this, because I need to understand the gates of hell cannot prevail if you're in line with God and don't break rank. But if you decide you're going to do rebellion and do your own thing, then you walking along with the witches and you're going to get the same thing the witches get.
If you've enjoyed this episode and want to learn more, check out the link in the description box to view this video on YouTube. Also, join us for In Pursuit of Divine Destiny with Paula Matthews, live every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Subscribe both to this podcast channel and to our YouTube channel as well, so you don't miss out on what God is saying and doing right before us in this season. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time. Thank you for being with us. You can catch our Sunday live broadcast weekly on YouTube at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also catch our weekly podcast episodes on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, as well as our website, www.epicbooksandcafe.com. In addition, the book, Break Forth, Fulfilling God's Dominion Mandate by Paula Matthews, is available both at Barnes & Noble and Amazon Books. Thank you for being with us.